Beloved in the Lord, on Mount Zion, I welcome you this morning to this holy mountain, the city of the living God, where God, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the presence of angels, the sprinkled blood, the just man be made perfect, all dwell together. They come to a heavenly Jerusalem. And this morning, us, we encounter our God and this holy presence. I pray that the Lord will open your heart to receive his word. And as you meditate on his word throughout this day, may your environment become supernatural. May you experience Mount Zion. And may you experience the presence of the living God and the host of angels. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, I welcome you to Mount Zion once again. And especially I welcome you to this daily devotional called Mount Zion Daily Devotional. This month, our theme is We Have Come to Mount Zion. And by the grace of God, we are exploring what is in Mount Zion. And our topic today is Mount Zion. The angels of God are here. Mount Zion. The angels of God are here. So obviously, we're speaking about God's angels who are present in Mount Zion and their relevance in our dwelling in Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Let me take our theme text from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. The word of God declares from the NIV that, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirit of the righteous made perfect. You come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and you have come to the sprinkled blood. That speaks a better word than the blood of Jesus. You find all these wonderful blessings in one place called Mount Zion. I have said that Mount Zion is simply put the presence of the living God. It is a spiritual convocation, a gathering of humanity and divinity. It is a place where those who are bought with the precious blood of Jesus, gather before their Maker and their Lord and their Father. And any time we are conscious of this gathering, hey, all these elements and all these beings and all these blessings are available unto us. Hallelujah. And my desire is that you do not consider Mount Zion only as when we go to church or when we meet in a place to pray. But in every day in your life, you should have that consciousness that you are not alone, that you are on Mount Zion. And that is why he's giving the team, we have come to Mount Zion. Every single day of your life, create this atmosphere. Be conscious of this atmosphere, that you walk in the midst of angels. The angels of God are with you. Be conscious of the fact that God, the Father, is with you. Jesus is with you. The sprinkled blood is with you. Hey, the spirit of judgment. And that phrase refers to the sins that have died and gone. They are all with you. For the same book of Hebrews declares that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. You are not alone, my beloved. You have come to Mount Zion. And today, the Lord wants us to understand that on Mount Zion, the angels of God are here. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares, where I read, says that we have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. I like the King James Version, which declares that you have come to an innumerable company of angels. Company of angels that you cannot numerate, you cannot count. The number of angels that we mingle with, they cannot be counted. And that phrase is very important so that you will recognize the strength of this innumerable company of angels. It is recorded in the Bible that one angel put to death 184,000 men. Soldiers, not men. Soldiers. One angel put to death 184,000 soldiers. So if you have angels that you cannot count, hey, even for the sake of numbers, if they are only even 1,000, multiply 1,000 by 184,000 soldiers. That tells you the strength of the angels. If God brings you 1,000 angels, they can conquer soldiers to the tune of 184,000 times 1,000. You're talking about a million. But the angels that we mingle with, the angels that are on Mount Zion, the Bible says they are innumerable. Tell me you are weak. Tell me you are alone. Tell me you don't have helpers. And I'll tell you, you are walking in ignorance. If you are a child of God, you are on Mount Zion. If you are a child of God, you have in your midst angels that you cannot count. The miserable side of the story is that you may not be knowledgeable about this. The miserable side of the story is that you might not have even been taught that these angels are there for you and you can request for their assistance. Hallelujah. When the priest, the high priest and his people sent soldiers to go and arrest Jesus, and the Bible says the disciples saw how, they saw how the these messengers of the high priest were maltreating Jesus, and they wanted to act. In fact, Peter even drew his sword and cut off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest. And Jesus showed him that I'm not weak, I'm not powerless. He took the ear and he put it back. He performed a constructive surgery, Mashile India, and restored the ear back. And still surrounded. And he told them that, hey, do you think I'm that weak? Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once, I like that word, he will immediately, at once, put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels. This is found in Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. Jesus said, if I am not supposed to go this way to die for mankind, and I am in this distress, I will have called on my Father. And at once, I hope you understand that word, immediately, at once, not tomorrow, not the next day, Kalima Ashulabra Andaya, at once. It tells you that as soon as you pray and cry to God for the assistance of angels, at once, God will deliver an angel to come and help you. At once, immediately, an angel will come to your disposal, because in Mount Zion, we are in the midst of the angels of God. The angels of God are here and now. They are with us. Hallelujah. Is it at once? And I've shared this before. A legion, the minimum you can call a legion is 6,000. And he's talking about 12 legions, meaning 6,000 times 12 is 72,000. Jesus said, I could have at my disposal 72,000 anytime I am in distress. And I've told you that one can deal with 184,000 soldiers. So if you have 72,000 angels in your midst, how many are your enemies? How many are those who are against you? How many are the witches, the occults? My shulebre ende. Today, we call upon God to release 12 legions of angels to come to our aid, to come to your aid, to come and help you wherever you are. And let the angels draw their sword. And who are the occult? Let them cut asunder the occultic grandmasters, the witches and the wizards, the satanic beings planted in churches, causing mayhem and misery. Let the angels rise, draw their sword, and begin to do battle on our behalf. For beloved, we are on Mount Zion, and the angels of God are here on Mount Zion. So we are in the midst of angels. Mashulebre India. The Holy Ghost has taken over. I'm not following what I've laid down to even share. Let the Spirit speak. Mashil Indi Kataya. When you read Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, then I look, one of the things John the Revelator saw when they sent him to heaven, that he saw these angels who are on Mount Zion. He said, then I look. Revelation 5:11, and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. Do that math for me. Thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. How many are they? You cannot count. He's just trying to show you that you could not number the angels who are on Mount Zion. He said, they encircle the throne and the living creature and the elders. One of the teachings, I'll take my time to teach you the angelic architecture in heaven. I'll take my time to go through that. Mashallah. But this is what John saw. Innumerable company of angels who have surrounded God. They have surrounded Jesus. They have surrounded the four living creatures. They have surrounded the 24 elders. So they are on Mount Zion. It is a fact. It is truth that angels are here with us. So when Jesus was struggling in Gethsemane, and he was praying, and the Bible says even the sweat of his body were like drops of blood. When he was in his highest form of distress, the Bible declares in Luke chapter 22, verse 42 and 43, that when he cried and declared, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. My beloved, in the midst of your highest form of distress and difficulty, there is an angel of Mount Zion who will come to help you. And be conscious and engage God concerning the angels. And the angels of God, they are at your disposal. They will come. They will help you. Misha Aluba Anda Asulabra Andaya. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5 and the verse 7. Listen to this. It says that, for to which of the angels did God say, you are my son? Today I have begotten you. Or again, I will be his father and he will be my son. In speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire. Then the verse 7 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation? This scripture, read over it clearly. It says, it describes who angels are and their purpose. He says, angels are ministering spirits. They are flames of fire. Flames of fire. And they move with the speed of light. That's why Jesus said they will come immediately. They are spirit. And they are flames of fire. Oh, Shalima Akaya. I don't see any devil who will be able to stand against any angel, because they are flames of fire. Flames of fire. Flames of fire. These small, small demons that are worrying us, when angels appear, they will disappear. Today, engage on the angels who are on Mount Zion. Let them help you out. Help you out. Sort you out. Let them bring deliverance to you. Let them come and assist you. Come and strengthen you. Come and help you. They are spirits, ministering spirit. They are flames of fire. And the Bible says they are sent to serve those who are beneficiaries of salvation. Who are those who are beneficiaries of salvation? Those who are born with the blood of Jesus, the born again Christians. And the angels are there to minister to us. They serve us. They come to serve us. Anytime you need one, you need their help, you need their assistance, call upon God. And the angel of the Lord will be dispatched. Jesus said, at once, immediately, they will come to your aid. For we are in the midst of angels of God. The angels of God are here on Mount Zion. And they are here for us, beloved. They are here for us. Ma shulebre indikatu. Me ma ma katu labra. A shulebre indi. Kalaba ashulabra ashile indi. Ma soto yos ilia hakaya. Kalaba asulabra ando koto shite kali kata asulabra anda hasu alia. Tomorrow I will take my time to give examples of how angels of God help men. Hallelujah. But even in Hebrews 13 verse 2, it is recorded that we ought to be careful how we handle people. God, the angels are in our midst. He said, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. The angels of God are here with us. On Mount Zion, the angels are here. And the writer of Hebrews said, be careful when you meet people. You never know. Angels don't always come to you with two wings. Some are in jeans and t-shirt. Hallelujah. That is my own rendition. Because the writer of Hebrews says that, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing. If they are in two wings, you know that they are angels, but they may come to you in jeans, in t-shirt, in white shirt, in trousers, in suit, in kaba and skirt, and you don't know that you are encountering an angel. They are here with us. They are here with us. On Mount Zion, the angels of the Lord are here. Amen. Let me give you a final scripture on Jacob's experience. And tomorrow I want to take my time and share with you some examples of angelic intervention so that your eyes will be opened the more and you'll fall in love with the angels the more and you can recognize the assistance the more and you can request for the assistance the more. In the year 2019, don't walk alone. Walk with the consciousness that you are on Mount Zion. And if for nothing at all, if nobody is with you on Mount Zion, angels without number are here and they are here for you. They serve us. They serve your children. When your children are going to school, pray and release an angel of the Lord to go with them. And let's see which devilish teacher will touch them. Let's see which devilish classmate will touch them. The angel will draw their sword and cut them into two. Don't walk like somebody who is miserable and vulnerable and have no assistance. Beloved, we have come to Mount Zion. Listen to Jacob's story. Jila ando kulebre ende katua hasu. In Genesis chapter 28, reading from verse 11. Listen to Jacob's story. It says, when he reached a certain place, when you are in a certain situation, he stopped for the night because the sun has set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway, listen to that, a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were descending and ascending on the stairway. Here is a child of God, a son of the patriarchs, a chosen one of Jehovah, walking somewhere he does not even know his environment where he is. It's like you in a mess, in trouble, in a situation you don't know what you're about. Then out of his sorrow and weariness and tiredness, he found a stone and he slept. And the Lord said, let me show you your environment. And the Bible says he saw a stairway hanging between the earth and heaven. Man, the end, the down end is on earth, the top end is on heaven. And the Bible says he saw angels descending and ascending. Angels descending and ascending. God was showing him a sight of the environment that he, whilst he was walking all those difficulties and challenges and didn't even know where he was. He was in Mount Zion. The angels of God were ascending and descending. Marshall labor in there. Today, as you walk about, as you go to work, as you take this holiday, as you pray, as you fast, wherever you are doing, angels are descending and ascending. As you cook in your kitchen, angels are descending and ascending. They are with you. You are Mount Zion. The angels of God are here. Marshall labor in the kataya. There above is to the Lord. And then above that, he did not only see angels, he also saw the Lord, the Father, our God, standing there. And we have told him, Mount Zion, God is here. Mashilebre Ende, we will get to that. Among those who are Mount Zion is Jehovah God. We will get to that. Masila Andu Haswa. So he saw the Lord himself standing at the tail end of the stairway. There above is to the Lord. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. And when Jacob woke up from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is here, I believe. By the end of this man, you will say, surely I am on Mount Zion. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Mashallah, you encounter some supernatural experiences. If you have opened your heart onto this theme, sometimes you people go through the emotion. But anyone that is serious and will open his heart to this theme, I've told you, God has not given this theme for the purposes of grammar and construction. This is what he's doing in our midst. We are on Mount Zion. And at the end of this month, your experiences and your encounters with the supernatural, you will declare, like Jacob declared, that surely the Lord is in this place. And I was not aware. You will declare, surely, January 2019, you are on Mount Zion. The Lord is here. Begin to pray and thank the Lord. Begin to pray, for he has brought us to Mount Zion. He has brought us in the midst of innumerable company of angels. Begin to thank God that the angels are there with you in your home. They are there with your children. They are there with your husband. They are there with your wife. They are there wherever anything that is that connected to you are. Wherever you go, your presence is the presence of Mount Zion. And angels are there. They are there to help you. They are there to assist you. They are there to lead you. They are there to guide you. Thank the Lord that on Mount Zion, the angels of God are in our midst. And they are here to serve and to help us and to strengthen, to guide us, to lead us, to support us, to fight for us and to make our life a blessing. Mosho lebre ende asile ye katula ba kalo kalia hasia asho le me kala ma kambo koto yosilia asile ende kalabra asho le be kaluma anda asulabra ando kataya. Father, we give you thanks and we give you glory for bringing us to Mount Zion, God. We thank you for this heavy duty, supernatural, angelic environment to God. Today you are opening our eyes to the fact that the angels of God are in our midst wherever we find ourselves. For we are dwellers on Mount Zion, and the angels are here to help us, to make our lives comfortable, to lead, to guide us, to deliver us, to save us, to strengthen us, to show us some things that our human mind cannot see. Oh, we bless you for that. angels of God. Today, let the angels manifest to us. Let them help us. Let them guide us. Let them strengthen us. Let them deliver us. Let the angels do to us, O Lord, what they did for Jesus. And what they did for the sins of old. Oh, we bless your name that we have come in the midst of angels, even on Mount Zion. Beloved, I want you to intercede for anybody you know who needs intercession. Pray for the church. Pray for your nation. Pray for your family. Pray for everyone. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand together, O God, on Mount Zion. And we cry on behalf of Christendom. The Lord, you revive us, O God, and bring sanity, O God. Bring holiness, O God, into Christendom. That you become the mighty army you are preparing, O God, even for heaven. Let our influence on earth, O Lord, be massive and be great, O Lord. We pray for the churches. We pray for every denomination. Pray for every ministry. Pray for every minister. Pray for every missionary. We declare, O God, your grace upon the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyamiche. We pray for more wisdom, for strength, O God, and for health, O Lord, and for grace to prosecute the agenda you've given unto him. I pray for my pastor. You also pray for your pastor. Makula Brandaya. Lift my pastor, Obobi, and the wife and the family before you, and all my sweet pastors and my leaders, O Lord. That you grant them grace. Let the angels help them, O God, even in the work that you're giving unto them. I pray for nations across the world, O God. I speak into Africa. I speak into Asia. I speak, O God, into Europe. I speak into the Americas. I speak into Australia. I speak to every continent that your peace and your grace will multiply upon this nation. I pray for Christians everywhere that you open the eyes to know that our man's Zion, we have angels that are helping us, O God. Missionaries, O God, in difficult terrains, we pray for them, O Lord, that you assist them and help them, O God, to do your work. And we pray for Christians and that challenge, Christians in Pakistan, Christians, O God, in Iran, Christians in Egypt who are under persecution. The Lord, let the angels deliver them and help them, O God. Even in Jesus' mighty name, I pray for any needy person on earth. Pray for the poor, the widow, the orphan, the challenged, O God, those in prison. Lord, let this word of prayer reach them and let help be released unto them. For there is help from Mount Zion, O God, and let the help touch their life. Pray for every member connected to Mount Zion. Pray for all the members of PRWC Atomic that grace will come upon us as we fast for the next 14 days, O Lord. That the Lord, you will begin this year in power. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. If you are sick, please put your hand where you are sick. I command the healing wings of God to hit you. I curse that diabetes. I curse that hypertension. I curse that cancerous cells. I curse that fibroid. I curse that terminal disease. I decree, be healed because it is written, by his wounds, you were healed. You were healed before you were born. And by the finished work of Christ Jesus on Calvary, by the power of Tetelestai, I declare you healed and be made every whit whole. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive your healing. Begin to rise up and do what you could not do. For the Lord has touched you, and he has indeed healed you. Your life is never the same. In Jesus' name. Beloved, if you are hearing our voice and you have not received Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the day the Lord has made for you. You will enjoy all this angelic attention and ministration when you are born again. Therefore, lift up your two hands and receive salvation. Say these prayers after me. Say, dear Father, I acknowledge I am a sinner and I need a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ. Therefore, today, I confess Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I receive him into my heart and I will live for him forever. If you have prayed that prayer, I declare to you, your life is born again. Jesus has come into your life. Begin, join a Bible believing church and let them help you to grow. If you have Church of Pentecost there, please join them. It's a good church and they will help you. Let me pray for you. Father, I establish your son, your daughter in Christ Jesus. Help him to live for you for the rest of his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, let's take our benediction. Put your hand on your head or your chest and receive the priestly benediction. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. May God cause his face to shine upon you today. May he fill you with strength and grace. May the angels never depart from your home and your dwelling. May you experience the angelic presence on Mount Zion. May your life be enabled and enhanced and improved and be guided and be strengthened even by the angels of God. I declare you blessed, and you and your household will be a blessing to their generation. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Amen and amen.